Welcome to the Jim Rohman Show, where we help you build a better business to build a better life with your host, Jim Rohman. So what is the future of virtual meetings? Well, great question. I just recently attended a conference and the speaker was talking about how he has been traveling the country, actually traveling the world, and what he is noticing about opening up and what corporations are doing regarding meetings in the future. And one of the biggest questions, are we going to be a hybrid, he said. Hybrid is an interesting question. He talked about Zoom is not a hybrid. That's a telecast, which was an interesting thought process that's not technically hybrid. And he went into hybrid meetings, et cetera. But going back to in virtual meetings, corporations, he shared, are going back to in-person meetings. They're going back to the office. In fact, some of them are saying by July 1st, we will be all in person. It's not an option if you want to work at this company. Now, I think there's a transition period that one should have where I'm having clients go in, let's go in 2 days a week. Half of us go in, get comfortable, make sure the place is clean, to then 3 days a week, and then work their way up to the next level. So what do I think the future of virtual meetings are? Well, first off, let's talk about what they should have always been to begin with. There are key elements to a virtual meeting that I have not seen in all the meetings I've been to. I've heard, oh, I'm zoomed out. And I think a lot of times they're zoomed out because they don't have the key elements to running any meeting. I mean, there's books written on how to run effective meeting. Oh, this meeting could have been done in an email, which is a meme that's out there running. And so the future of virtual meetings, I would say you first got to have the components of any meeting. And number one is to have an agenda. If you're in meetings that don't have an agenda, that's problem number one. Number two, starting off with the purpose and overview of the meeting to inspire, encourage the people that are in that meeting, whether it's in person or online. Number three, introductions. It's amazing how many meetings I've been to. Oh, you know everybody. We're not going to do intro. I don't know everybody. And if I do know everybody, I may not know them as well as I know. In larger companies, I know Bob from HR, but I know nothing about. So there's a way I do introductions. That's fun. Engaging and makes the meeting even more effective. Then you have the main meat of the meeting, and then hopefully you're having breakout sessions with some creativity. I love breakout sessions, particularly in Zoom meetings or any meetings where you're getting to know each other. You're given a fun question to get to know your colleagues or the people that you're meeting for the first time. And then you wrap up with a positive quote. So what the future of virtual meetings from one perspective is, what they should all have been, is have the key components. Have an agenda, have a purpose and overview. Don't have the same person doing the talking if they're monotone. Get other people involved, keep it fun and positive. But I do think that people are moving towards getting together again. And I think we should get together again in a safe manner, but also in a fun manner. I just got back and the speaker was talking about around the world. He's going to a lot of places that have opened up and seeing what the best practices are. And as human beings, we want to be around other human beings. That's the key. So in person, need to consider that sooner than later, because I know your people want it. You just need to be able to respect those who are not ready. So the question is, when we, as a company, when we meet in person, I feel more emotionally connected than when we don't. I think there's some truth to that, but so let's talk about what causes that to happen. And again, it goes about the best practices of virtual meetings, best practices of just meetings in general. For me, I have done literally over 1,000 meetings, probably I stopped counting at 1,000 over the last 20 years. And I've learned some key components from a previous business I was involved in. Number one, having an agenda, right? Number two, have a purpose and overview to get people present to why they're there. There's a lot of meetings that are like, why are we here? Why are we here? So now they have why we're here in their mind. They're not paying attention. And then the third thing is introductions. So let's talk about introductions, because that's where the personal connection comes from. And so I've done many introductions for many associations and organizations and companies. And usually it's like, hey, name and company. Hi, I'm Bob in HR. Or hi, I'm Bob. I'm an event planner. Whereas if you want to get that emotional connection, here's some things I used to do is I would say your name, your company, and where you're originally from. I love that question because there's always a place I've never been or I want to be. Someone I just met recently was from Afghanistan. She's new to the States. She's new to the event planning business. She's been here 2 years. Afghanistan. I know a couple of people from Afghanistan. That's just a fascinating. Never been there. I'm just curious. And that gives me connected to her a different way that now just meeting her the other day, I remember her just because she's from Afghanistan. Another one, if someone's from Florida, I love Florida. You're from Pennsylvania. I'm from Pennsylvania. If you're from Pittsburgh, that's a different story. Just kidding, my Pittsburgh friends out there. And so it goes back to the connectedness, whether it's in person or online, we're not doing enough of that. again, going back to breakout rooms in Zoom, I recently attended one in Atlanta. I was paired up with four other people. There was a woman in the Zoom room that I said, hey, I'm honored to be in the room with you. She turned around and goes, no, I'm honored to be in the room with you. And I was like, whoa, that was pretty powerful. And there was that emotional connection. Again, I think a lot of times in corporate America, organizations, nonprofits, we take for granted, oh, everybody knows everybody, so we don't need to do anything different. And I think that's a challenge. So the question is, I can't get all of my employees back. In other words, all of my employees don't want to come back. They're almost not going to come back. And what can I do about that? So again, I have a big answer for that question. So I've been thinking about this for a while because, again, several of my clients around the country, they're dying to get back together. Their team are less productive. They know this, and they feel getting them in the same room will help them increase that productivity. And I don't disagree with that. So let's talk about what you could do. First thing I would suggest somebody consider doing, and it's different for each person, is number one, you have different types of people. You have people who are still scared and people who have never been scared. That's a whole nother conversation in itself. And so what I think the first thing to do is to get people comfortable and not being scared anymore. So number one, it would be making sure that you put safety precautions in your offices to include cleaning on a rather consistent basis. You are social distancing so that they would want to come back. You know, I recently heard a speaker talking about how we're about to start to open up around the world, right? And a lot of places have already opened up and they're getting that productivity that they want. And he shared some of the ways that they went about it. And one of the things is reassuring your team that it's safe to come back, right? Oh, come on back. What have you done? So I would be suggesting people put together protocols in place, updating your policy and procedure manual, sending an email that says, we're looking to get back together in the near future. 1 month, 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 months. And this is the precautions we have taken to ensure your safety. That's number one, because one of the things he pointed out was that people are scared because media has caused them to stay scared. And if we can get people less scared, I love that. I love that approach of getting people less scared. That's what I do as a business coach. When this whole thing hit, the first 2 months of the pandemic, all I was doing is keeping my clients calm. I was like, we're not growing their businesses. You know what? Growing the businesses could be put on hold right now. Right now, it's keeping them in business by keeping them calm. So going back to the question, for me, I would want to do is show my team that we're working on these precautions to make you feel safe. We're not going to rush you coming back per se, but we're coming back together. Now you have to make a determination if you're going to have to force people to come back or it is not an option based on how you hired them, your corporate culture, and being able to replace those people. Because I know there are people that will quit and you'll have to deal with it at that time. So the question is, I have a team of 40 people are all virtual around the country, and we know we need to get together to create that connection. How often should we do that? So I'm a process kind of person because I try to take in consideration the different types of personalities, different types of companies, different types of corporate culture. And so I tend to give a big answer from overall view. So the first thing I would want to do is, one, I agree, getting people back connected together in person is important. Whether pandemic or not, 40 people virtually around the country, I have heard countless times where people said, oh my God, this great was event. It was so good to meet people. I mean, I know about you from Zoom, or I know you from before Zoom even existed. It was, you know, on the phone when they had the group calls. It's like, oh my God, you feel more connected to your team. And so I think we need to understand that I believe most human beings, if not all human beings, want that connectedness. Whether you're a millennial or introvert, an extrovert, young, old, we all want that connectedness. And so getting in person is one of the ways to do it. If done properly with the right activities and events and introductions, it can be priceless. And so I would suggest that if you've always been virtual with 40 members or more, once a year at a minimum. Right, because it goes back to cost and your industry, but at least once a year. I belong to a lot of organizations over the years that I bought a product, and then they have the annual summit. And when you get together for the summit and that excitement of that summit, whether it's a 1 day or a 3 day summit, you're like, oh my God, this is awesome. I have more loyalty to that brand in person than I did over online. And so I think corporations should consider that by bringing 40 people together, it's more connected. I'll give you another example. I used to be a director of a franchise for Business Network International, BNI, years ago. And I was brand new to it in 1999. And in 2000, we were offered to go to a conference. And one of my mentors says, well, what do you think of the benefits of going to the conference? I said, well, I don't know. I've never been to a conference like that before, but I think we should go. And we ended up going. It was awesome. Not too long later, later that year, another director from another franchise called me up and says, hey, Jim, tell me the benefits of sending my people to the conference, because he didn't want to pay the money. I said, let me tell you, number one, the relationships I built. Number two, the content. And number three, my loyalty to this corporation, because it's an international company that now I'm connected with. Where before I only knew my little city and my little town, now I'm connected to the world. And I'm like, that alone. So there's three reasons why you should send people to a conference. So in this case, getting people together for once a year meeting, twice a year meeting, that connectedness is going to make a big difference. Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com. And you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com.